This is Jenny Allen, and you are listening to the Made for This podcast. Thanks to Prose for supporting Made for This. Prose is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair quiz and get 15% off your first order today. Go to prose.com/madeforthis. I cannot remember the last time that I have been more excited to speak at an event than I am Passion 2022. If you don't know what Passion is, it is college students, and it has been going on since 1997. Good friends of ours, Louis and Shelley Giglio, began that ministry and have ministered to college students for all of these years in a way that has caused many people to trust Jesus for the first time, to walk away from sin patterns and crud that has been binding them, that has been a catalyst for many, many people to go into ministry. So the fruit of Passion is enduring and will go on into eternity. And I'm so, so grateful for that ministry. But specifically that this is the moment I get to speak there. I feel so excited because my passion for this age group is just so God-given. I remember being at Texas A&M recently and watching as scores of students there began to publicly confess sin. And then the same thing happened at Baylor. And when they would come up and talk to me afterwards, there was something in them that was different than I had seen in previous years speaking to college students. They were all in. Like the ones that are sold out for Jesus, I'm not saying that the majority of them are. I know they aren't. But the ones that are, they're in. And they love God. And so that excites me to equip and to watch this generation that are zealots, that are all in with Jesus to spend their lives post-college. I cannot wait to see what happens. So one of the things Shelley and Louis asked me to do is to write a letter to my college self. And I think that it's actually been really fun to think about because, gosh, there are so many things I would say to her if I could speak to her right now. And hopefully these things will encourage you or the younger 20-somethings in your life as well. Dear 18-year-old Jenny, the word that I feel for you when I look at you and your life and your decisions is stop. Stop spinning. Stop analyzing. Stop caring so much what everybody else thinks. And then the other word would be to start to rest into who God has made you to be, to start to listen to His Spirit and what He wants to say and do through you. So first I want to address the stops. When I was in college, I struggled with an eating disorder. And when I look back at that, it was so much more for me, it was so much more mental than it was physical, that I felt so much pressure and it just felt like something I could control. And so to that, I would just say, stop trying to control everything and stop trying to be so perfect. And there is no perfect except for Jesus. There is no line that you're going to finally cross and have arrived somewhere that will cause your heart to be still and peaceful. This is a relentless pursuit that will never, ever end. And so stop. Stop running. Stop chasing it. Stop chasing the world and everything in it because it's not going to satisfy you ever. You can get it all and it is not going to satisfy you. I would say stop feeling like you're too much for everyone and wondering if God will ever use you. He will. But before you can get to that part, you are going to have to go through anxiety and depression and a difficult marriage and fear of failure with your kids. And you're going to have to go through a miscarriage and you're going to have to go through healing from this eating disorder. And you're going to have to go through a season where you're invisible and you're invisible for a long time. You're invisible for a long time. And while you're invisible, do the work of the kingdom. Do the work of the kingdom even when nobody sees, when nobody celebrates it. Just love people. Love the people God puts in your path. in such a way that they want your God. Don't be afraid of the gifts God's given you and use them wherever you can. For most of your life, you're going to be using them in a living room with seven people, and that matters. And don't wonder if it does. Stop worrying so much about boys. Stop longing for a relationship apart from God, because even when you get that relationship, you will always feel empty apart from God. So start to spend time with Him. And I know at 18, you do love spending time with Him, but don't ever stop. Don't ever stop and fight for that passion and that private relationship and that private world with God more than you fight for any other thing on earth. Because that will be the thing you take into every chapter of your life. That will be the thing you take into eternity. Stop living so independently. You need people. You need them. And it's okay that you need them. But you're going to have to build that into every crevice of your life as you go forward. So start valuing your relationships and your friendships, because you're going to need them. In fact, a lot of the people that you do life with in these few years in college will be people that you do life with for the rest of your life. So invest deeply in those relationships and less in dating a bunch of boys.
There really is no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to hair care. I have struggled for a long time trying to find a shampoo that doesn't make my fine, straight hair. It's too heavy, too greasy, too much product in my hair. But I'm telling you, in these last 3 weeks that I've used my Pros hair care, I actually look forward to getting in the shower to wash my hair. We've teamed up with Pros, and they are offering 15% off your first order at pros.com/madeforthis. Pros makes custom hair care that's effective because it's personal to you. So they use natural ingredients with proven results, and they customize every product in your hair care routine. So some of the answers I gave in my in-depth quiz that they sent were things like, well, I live in Texas. There's a lot of humidity. I don't use a ton of heat on my hair. Like, you answer all these questions about your lifestyle, where you live, and Pros analyzes all your answers and determines what unique blend of ingredients should be in your products. I am loving my Pros shampoo and conditioner. They send them in these awesome little pump bottles with my name printed on the label, so I know it's custom to me, and they smell incredible. If you're not 100% positive Pros is the best hair care you've had, they will take all the products back, no questions asked. Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/madeforthis. That's PROSE.com/madeforthis for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off.
Stop looking side to side and defining your success and your identity based on comparison to other people. The people beside you are meant to be your teammates and to run beside you. But as long as you are comparing yourselves to them, you will never be free to love them and to celebrate what God is doing in their lives. So start celebrating them and how God has built them and what God has given them. Because healthy sisterhood is based on running together and celebrating each other. So practice now, because that is going to define your life and your ministry. And it begins right now in this time in your life. Stop judging people that don't know God and start learning what they need and what they love and what they're wondering about, and be there for them. Be there for them, show up for them, be their first call when they're going through something difficult or need a ride because they've been drinking all night. Be there for them, because those relationships, they're hungry for God, and He will give you opportunities with the people that you build relationships with and love well. Stop making decisions based on other people's opinions and start to learn the voice of God and listen to it. Know the Bible so you know what sounds like God and what sounds like the world. Know the difference. Stop worrying about the future. You think you know what you want. You think you know how this is going to go, and it will not go anything like what you are picturing right now. It will be so much harder and so much better than you are imagining. Rather than try to figure it out, rest in what you don't know. I promise you, God will give you the next step over and over and over again, but he's never going to give you very much more than that. So get comfortable in the waiting and get comfortable in the unknowns and start practicing the random acts of faith and obedience that he's putting on your heart right now, whether that's to pray for someone or to talk to somebody about your faith. Just start practicing obeying the voice of God wherever he shows up, whatever he asks you to do, because you're going to need that. And you're going to do wild and crazy things for God and for his kingdom. But that begins with small acts of obedience. So listen, put your ear up next to his chest and listen to what he wants you to do right now.
Before you turn off the episode, I want to make sure that you know that Jenny has kids books. Did you know that? She has written the most amazing series. It's a 5-book series called The Story of God. My kids love reading these books. They are meaningful and they are written in first person God to your child. And so they're simple and they tell the story of God all the way from creation to heaven. And so as you go into this holiday season, I'm telling you, this would be such a special gift for your kids, for the kids in your life. And all 5 books are beautifully illustrated, and they are in this gorgeous, like, keepsake box that has gold foil on the box. They are so beautiful and truly a book that you'll keep forever. You can go to theolaby.com, that's theolaby.com, and you can find the Story of God series there. If you use the code podcast, you can get free shipping. So go hurry. We want you guys to get these books in time for Christmas, and we are shipping the complete set right now. So go to theolaby.com and you can use the promo code podcast at checkout to get free shipping. We want your kids to understand the story of God and God's love for them this Christmas season. We'll see you next time for another episode of the Made for This podcast.